Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word today. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we thank you for the life that you have given us in Christ. We thank you that you have granted us your Holy Spirit and that we can walk filled with him from moment to moment as we go through our day. We praise you for the sight you give us of your Word and of the risen Saviour, and that he is a reality to us and his truth has become plain to us. And we ask, Father, that as we walk in these things this day, you will glorify him in the way that we live and the way that we are to others around us, both those who are believers alongside us and those who are not. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're reading John chapter 17 and we're up to verse 13. We're going to read verses 13 and verse 14. Jesus prays, "I am coming to you now, Father, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world." So Jesus is determined to bring out in his prayer to his Father, in the hearing of his disciples, some profound truths about the nature of the new heart he has given them. He has changed their lives irrevocably from the moment he called them to follow him. And he has been working with them and working within them, and they have seen all kinds of incredible things that he has done, but also have been a party to all kinds of incredible things that they have done in his name. And all of this has transpired to make them quite the different people to the way they were when they began. And if you're a Christian, you will know something of this change. You will know that God has worked in your life over the years, or maybe just a few days, or even a few weeks or months, to make you what he wants you to be, to transform you. And the glorious promise of the New Testament is that he's doing that daily, day by day, as we are conformed to the image of Christ. And there are certain things that we need to recognize about this new nature we have in Christ. And in this intimate conversation between Jesus and his Father, he is determined that these things be heard. You might remember that I said more than once, actually, that I would title this series, "What Does Jesus Want for You?" Well, here is one thing that he plainly says that he wants for those who trust and believe in him. He wants his joy to be a full measure within them. Now, just ponder that for a minute. What does Jesus want for you? He wants a full measure of his joy in you. So far from the kind of caricature of the Christian life that God wants us somehow to be sort of struggling and plodding on from day to day, downturned mouths at the corner and just getting on with life and somehow enduring it until we get to heaven, where all of a sudden things will brighten up and life will be a lot different. That's not God's plan for you. Look at this prayer that Jesus is praying. What does he want? That he wants that within you, within your heart, there is this overflowing joy, this sense of exuberance, of delight in the presence of God, this enjoyment of the way that you're living. Surprisingly, this can even stand alongside some of the deepest trauma and the deepest sorrows that this world can bring to us, because those troubles cannot affect this joy which Jesus puts within us. So let's have a look around that and see what these verses tell us about this overwhelming joy, this full measure of joy that is the gift of Jesus, your Lord and Saviour, to you as a believer. Just three things to note. First of all, you see that he says that like him, you, if you are his disciple, are in the world, but you are not of the world. He's saying, I'm coming back to you, Father, the cross, the resurrection, the ascension. I'm coming back to the presence, the full presence of my Father, the living God. But at the moment, I am in the world. But although I'm in the world, I'm not of the world. I'm of God. He is my Father. He is my spiritual source of life and strength and hope and help. And so it is with you. You are not of the world if you are of God. If you are God's child, if you're a believer in Jesus, there's a distinctive difference between you and the person who is not a believer. It's kind of like you become a part of a different species, and that actually is very true. So you can't expect to enjoy the things that you once enjoyed when you were in the world, nor can you take part in some of the things that they around you are all the time pressurizing you to pick up and to actually make formative in your life and to lead you forward and to indulge yourself in. That's not to do with you. You are to do with the things of God now. I don't know if you have favourite verses in the Bible. One of mine is in Romans 14, where Paul is talking to believers about what they should be concerned about. And he talks about food and drink. And he says, the kingdom of God is not to do with food and drink. It is to do with peace and righteousness and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see, there it is again, that word joy. And it's associated with this spiritual life, this joy of Jesus that fills the soul and the hearts of those who believe in him. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. The world cannot partake of that. It's for those who trust him alone. Then secondly, you have been given the word. Now, these disciples were given the word in special measure. Jesus entrusted his word to them so that they would write it down. And that's what gives us our New Testament. They had this specially endowed apostolic authority that was granted them so that they could write the word of God, the scriptures for our use. And we can actually learn from them and hold them over us as our rule of conduct and of faith. But you are given the word too. It comes from this book, from this Bible that we have in front of us. And God speaks to us, speaks through it into your heart. He brings it alive in you. He gives you his word. And he gives you his word because he first gave it to his son and thence to these apostles who transmitted it and put it down into print. So you are in the world, but you're not of the world, and you've been given his word. And therefore, Jesus says, the world hates you. They know the difference. And very often that becomes prominent. It becomes obvious in the way that the world treats the Christian. We see it in areas where there's persecution. What causes this rife hatred of the things of Christ? Well, it's because of this distinction, this difference. We are not of the same nature as them, and they hate things that aren't the same as they are. They're not able to partake of the things which we enjoy. That makes us peculiar and strange to them, and somewhat to be feared, because they don't understand it and therefore they're fearful of it. So what does Jesus want for you today, my brother, my sister in Christ? He wants you to be sure that you have this full measure of joy, Jesus' joy, in you as you walk with him through the day. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for all of the blessings this life in Christ brings us. Jesus, we thank you for ascending into the heavens and pouring out your spirit on that first day of Pentecost. And we thank you that what that brings us within this new life, these new hearts that you place within us, is this incredible experience which we can only describe in these words, the full measure of your joy in us. So we pray that we may know something of that today. Touch us with it, inspire us by it, enthuse us, cheer us up, make us zealous for it, and able to communicate that to those with whom we have to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.